My name is Torrin A. Greathouse. I'm a writing freedom fellow. I'm going to be reading excerpts from my poem, On Confinement. In 1787, Jeremy Bentham conceived of what would become the most common prison design, the panopticon, intended to control prisoners through the illusion that they are always under surveillance. The first cop who ever handcuffed me was my father, left me bound till my fingers blued on the days when I can't remember. His face, he becomes the scent of vodka and zip ties the sound of cuffs and a bottle petaling into blades. At the booking office, they remove my glasses and the guards blur into a procession of fathers. I plead my sentence down in exchange for my face, my prints, my DNA, and 10 years probation. When I see a cop, I fear even my breath criminal, and when my therapist asks me if I'm suicidal, I lie. Perhaps both are a kind of surveillance. Once, a cop dragged me into an alley and beat me like he knew exactly what I was. What does it say if sometimes when I ask my partner to hit me, I expect his fist tightening their throat, his voice bruising their tongue? I am arrested and placed in the men's jail, in solitary confinement. They tell me this is protective custody, that they couldn't afford the lawsuit if I were killed in this way. They tell me I am a woman only when I am no longer breathing. Historically, suicide is a criminal act. Balanced on a building's edge, I imagine some permutation of this moment, where to fail at death would be a breach of my probation.